When House Bill 399 passed in the New Hampshire legislature last year, Heather Marie Brown was excited.
If I could have done cartwheels where I was, I would have done cartwheels, so.
That's Brown in an interview with NHPR's Peter Biello in July of 2019. The bill would allow people to annul past criminal records for possession of small amounts of cannabis, anything under 3/4 of an ounce. Brown said marijuana helps her deal with chronic pain.
I don't want a criminal record to haunt me for the rest of my life for doing what I have always felt was best for my health.
Brown told NHPR that annulling the marijuana charges on her record would allow her to finally pursue a career as a nurse practitioner. It's been a year since the bill passed, so I decided to catch up with Brown over the phone to find out what happened.
Unfortunately, it's not as simple as what they would like people to believe. To this date, I still have not been able to get it completed yet because, unfortunately, COVID came around.
The pandemic has complicated a process that was already difficult, and it turns out, hard to track. When the bill originally passed, legislators expected a flurry of petitions. But 8 months after the legislation went into effect, we don't know how many people have taken advantage of it. In fact, the state doesn't either.
I don't know how many people are, you know, filing for annulments right now. It would be just a complete guess, which feels irresponsible.
This is Kate Geraci. She's a circuit court administrator. Geraci says that when a record is annulled, the record disappears from their case management system.
Those cases are gone.
And according to the courts, that's the point. A statement from the court says, quote, "The purpose of the annulment statute is to treat the defendant as though there was no charge and no conviction." Additionally, the electronic court record is purged as a result of the annulment process, so the judicial branch simply has no means to provide broad access to the requested information. End quote.
The most common answer I've gotten to questions over the last 14 years has been, "I don't know, we don't know, we don't keep records on that."
This is Matt Simon with the Marijuana Policy Project, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to ending cannabis prohibition in the U.S. Simon says what he wanted from the annulment bill was for the state to automatically expunge past records. In other words, to expunge your record without requiring you to initiate a request.
We learned that it's not possible in New Hampshire due to the primitive way records are kept. So it has to be a process. Good that the process exists, but my hunch and my understanding is that not a lot of people have done it simply because there's a fee involved, there's work involved.
The fees to the court and the Departments of Corrections and Safety add up to $325 in total. A checklist on the court's website does say you can waive these fees if you can prove you don't have the means, but there are no specific instructions on how to do that. It used to be that you could go to the court and talk to a clerk. But these days, because of COVID, in-person access to the courts is limited. So now, it's a process that involves email, phone calls, and then getting all the forms to the courthouse.
I think that if I could physically go in and see these people, then I might get a little better information.
This is Heather Marie Brown again. Brown says the process has been confusing to her. She says she's not great with technology.
Even trying to look it up on the internet and review the policies around it, it's very hard to actually decipher it.
With the cannabis charges still on her record, Brown is still unable to pursue her career. The drug charges make her ineligible for federal financial aid to go to school, and she hasn't been able to get her certification to become a nursing assistant. In the meantime, Brown has been working odd jobs to stay afloat.
The life that I'm living now is the complete opposite of the life that I had anticipated being able to create for my kids. And that has me feeling like, it has me feeling like a failure at this point, even though I know I'm not, but you know, for me to be constantly held down because of a plant is absolutely ridiculous.
Brown continues to use cannabis for her health problems legally through New Hampshire's medical marijuana program that was established after Brown picked up her marijuana charges. Felix Poon, NHPR News.